much. It's a joy to be with you once again.
再一次很高兴跟你们在一起。
I bring greetings from my wife.
我代表我的太太向大家问候。
She is at home preparing a big birthday celebration this evening.
她在家里准备今天晚上我们有一个生日的庆祝。
But she said she'll join me in just a few weeks when we've been invited back at the end of the month.
在最这个礼拜最这个月的最后一个礼拜，我会跟我太太一起回到这里来。
I appreciate all of your prayers and financial support for our ministry.
我很谢谢大家你们对我的支持，也对我们这个事工上的财务上的帮助。
I've recently returned home from India and Nepal.
我最近从印度跟尼泊尔回来。
And God is doing some amazing things in both nations.
神在这两个国家有一些很奇妙的事工。
Both are Hindu nations.
这些都是印度教的国家。
But in both nations, the Church of Jesus Christ is growing.
在这个两个国家，基督的教会一直在生长。
And by God's grace, I look forward to being back there in January, both in India and Nepal.
So, 靠了神的恩典，在一月份我再回到这两个国家去。
And we'll continue training pastors in both of these nations.
我们继续在这两个国家训练他们的牧师们。
And so again, thank you. It's always nice to be able to give you a brief update on our ministry.
So, 我很高兴能有机会跟你们做一个简短的我们事工的介绍。
Today we're finally going to finish our series on the book of Daniel.
今天我们终于要结束了我们关于但以理书这一个系列的讲座。
It's taken us several years.
有几年了。
But I trust that it's been an enriching and an encouraging study for all of you.
我相信过去这一段我们的学习对我们都有益处。
And so let me just invite you to pray for me, even as I pray for this time, as we look together into God's Word.
在我为这个今天我们一起看神的话语祷告的时候，你们大家也替我祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the privilege of worshiping openly.
天父，我们再一次感谢你，让我们能够公开的有这个特权来敬拜。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
我们为你的话语感谢你。
We pray that as we look at these last words of the book of Daniel, that you will speak to us this afternoon.
在我们看这个但以理书最后的经节的时候，我们求你与我们同在，来教导我们。
Lord, I ask that these words would become meaningful and practical to us in our own lives.
我们希望这些话语在我们的生命中，不但是有实际的，也可以有意义的帮助我们。
As disciples of Jesus Christ,
我们是主耶稣基督的门徒。
We pray this in His name.
我们靠着他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Many of you will be familiar with this experience.
你们很多人大概都有同样的经验。
We get the kids, get them in the car, and we're getting ready to head out on a long road trip.
我们把所有的孩子们都召集在一起，都坐在车子里面，准备做长途旅行。
No sooner do we get started than the questions begin.
我们一开始，他们就开始问问题了。
Dad, how long is this trip going to be?
是爸爸，这个旅途要多长啊？
It's going to be a while. Just relax.
会有一段时间，你们就安静下来吧。
You know, watch your video. My parents never said that to me, but you know, that's what we say nowadays.
现在我们就告诉他们去看他们的电视。
But then a little while later.
又再过一会儿。
Are we there yet?
我们到了吗？
Anybody ever hear that question?
听过这些问题吧？
Sure.
Of course.
Well, you know, these questions are really the same questions that are being asked here at the end of the book of Daniel.
同样的，在但以理书最后一章，这些问题也是大家所问的。
It's been a long journey.
It's 这是很长的一段旅途。
The second half of the book of Daniel, remember, is a series of four prophetic visions.
So, 在但以理的后半部有四个预言。
And in these visions, particularly in the last vision in chapters 10 to 12,
在这些意象中，尤其是十章跟十二章的最后一个意象。
Contrary to much popular eschatology,
对一般末世所讲的跟这个不太一样的。
The vision reveals the tribulation and suffering of God's people.
所以这一个意象是看到神的子民所受的痛苦。
The prophet Daniel and the angelic watchers are clearly troubled by this.
是但以理跟他一起这个有负担的人都为这件事情感到迷惑。
And it leads them to ask two significant questions.
这就让他们问两个很重要的问题。
The questions we also ask.
这就是我们所也问的。
How long?
要扯多久呢
？Are we there yet？
啊，我们到了吗
？You know, they're the same questions we have about issues of the end times.
这就是我们对末世有同样的问题。
And so the answers that Daniel and the angels receive are very instructive.
所以这些问题的回答跟但以理所天使们所看到的是很有。
And have tremendous practical relevance for us today.
尤其是对我们今天有很多实际的应用。
The first question comes in verse 6.
第一个问题是在第六节那里。
And this first question is asked not by Daniel, but by one of the angels.
这个问题不是但以理问的，是其中的一个天使问的。
One of the angels that Daniel now sees in this vision.
在但以理在这个意象中所看到的一个天使。
He says, how long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled?
他问这奇异的事到几时才应验呢？
Isn't that the question we often ask?
这不也是我们常常问的问题吗？
And a response comes now to him from the man clothed in linen.
对这个问题的回答是一个穿着细麻衣的人的回答。
This refers back to the beginning of this vision in chapter 10, verse 5.
这个就回到在第十章的第五节那里。
And it's likely a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ.
很可能这一个人就是耶稣基督。
So in this prophetic vision, I believe Daniel is having a vision of Jesus Christ.
所以在这个有预言的意象里面，但以理的看到的是耶稣基督。
And in answer to the question from this angel,
从这一个天使的回答。
The man in linen raises his right hand and he raises his left hand.
所以这一个穿细麻衣的人向天举起左手跟右手。
And he responds that it would be a time, times, and half a time.
所以他回答说要到一载、两载、半载。
Now, if you're like me, you read this and you may scratch your head and say, what in the world does that mean?
假如你要跟我一样的话，你说这到底是什么意思啊？
And frankly, it's not all that clear.
实际上也不是那么清楚。
Some scholars have gone to great lengths to try to say this means 1 year plus2 years plus a half a year equaling 3.5 years.
那有的解经家就说这里包括一年、两年，然后又到了半年，加起来是3.5年的时间。
It's an interesting idea.
这是一个很有兴趣的。
But if we're honest, there's very little support for that in the text itself.
但是从这经节里面对这种解释没有证据。
The phrase literally means this, an appointed season. or period.
这句话的意思就是说，在一个预定的时间。
More appointed seasons.
这更多的预定的时间。
And half an appointed season.
这是一半的预定的时间。
Another way of saying it would be like this.
另外一个说法就是这样的。
A set time.
也一定的时间。
More set time.
更多的预定的时间
and half of a set time,
或者是一半所预定的时间。
Think back to getting those kids in the car for the long road trip.
我们回到带孩子们长途旅行的事。
And they say, Dad, how long is the trip?
就是，爸爸，到底这个旅途有多久啊？
The answer that is given is sort of like me saying this to my children.
这里的回答就好像我对孩子们的回答。
Kids, we're going to drive for a while.
我们要开一会儿。
And then we're going to drive a while longer.
然后我们再多开一会儿。
And before you know it, we're going to be there.
你还没发现呢，我们就到了。
That's in essence what is being shared in this vision given to Daniel.
这也就是在这里跟但以理所分享的事情。
But it is interesting just how it's constructed.
可是这怎么设计的呢？是很有兴趣。
This answer has the effect of showing that there will be multiple fulfillments of this prophecy.
换句话说，对这一个预言的实现有不同很多的实现。
At the time of the Greeks in the intertestamental period,
就在两约，就新约旧约中间的希腊时代。
A further fulfillment in the first coming of Jesus,
在耶稣基督第一次来的时候的实现。
And finally, the ultimate fulfillment in the second coming of Jesus,
就最终耶稣基督的再来。
A set time,
预定的时间。
More set time.
更多的预定的时间
and half a set time.
一半所预定的时间。
And so instead of identifying a period of 3.5 literal years,
为了避免不要去找一个究竟有多少年的时间,
I believe the Lord is actually preparing his people already for a much longer period of time.
我想主在准备为他的子民准备要有很长的一段时间。
I'm amazed at how quick we say we understand all this.
我觉得很奇怪，怎么会能说我对这些都了解呢？
When Daniel himself in verse 8 says, I heard, but I didn't understand.
Yeah, 就在第八节，但以理说，他我听见这话，但是不了解。
And so this leads Daniel to ask now a second question.
这就让但以理开始问第二个问题。
And the second question comes at the end of verse 8.
这个第二个问题是在第八节的后面。
My Lord, what will be the outcome of all of this?
我主啊，这些事的结局是怎样呢？
I think Daniel may be asking, are we there yet?
这也就是但以理在问我们到了吗？
Or perhaps he's saying this. What am I supposed to do with this prophecy?
或者他说，对这个预言我怎么办呢？
What does this mean for us now today?
对我们在今天这是什么意思呢？
These are great questions. Daniel's question is a great question.
但以理的问题是很好的问题。
And the answer comes, I believe, in the following verses, in three timeless truths.
那么这个问题的回答，也就是说，这个三个不同的时间的回答。
Brothers and sisters, this is what I really would like to focus on as we conclude our study of Daniel today.
在我们结束但以理书今天，这也就是我所要集中谈的。
The first truth is this.
第一个真理。
Keep waiting patiently.
有耐心的继续的等待。
It's the same thing we say to the kids in the car.
这也就是我们在车子里面跟小孩子所讲的话。
Are we there yet?
我们还没有到吗？
Kids, be patient.
就是忍耐。
We'll get there.
我们会到那里。
Just keep waiting patiently.
就继续的耐心的等待。
Daniel receives this response in verse 9.
这个回答给但以理的回答是在第九节。
He replied, "Go your way, Daniel, because the words are rolled up and sealed until the time of the end."
他说：“但以理啊，你只管去，因为这话已经隐藏封闭，直到末时。”
Daniel is told to be patient because these things pertain to the end times.
但以理他们告诉但以理要有忍耐，因为这是跟末世有关的。
And only time will reveal the times.
只有时间才能够显示出什么时候。
Are you with me? Only
懂不懂
？Only time will reveal the end times.
只有时间能够显示。是什么时候？
There's still a lot that has to happen.
有很多事情还先要发生。
We read in verse 10 that both righteousness and wickedness will continue to mature.
所以在这个第十节我们说 有许多人智慧人都能够明白。
On the one hand, the kingdom of God will continue to increase and God's people will be purified.
所以在一方面神的 国度继续增长，人也继续的得到清洁。
Friends, I see evidence of this all around the world.
朋友们，我在全世界各地都看到有这个的真理的证据。
As noted, I've just returned from Nepal.
我刚刚从尼泊尔回来。
Nepal has one of the, if not the fastest growing churches in the world today.
尼泊尔在现在的世界上是有一个教会增长最快最多的。
God is doing some amazing things.
神在那里做了很多奇迹。
On the airplane, I ran into, had conversations, I should say, on the airplane and in the hotel, I had conversations with three other North Americans.
他说我在这个飞机上跟在旅馆里，我遇到有三个北美的人。
Who were all in Nepal doing ministry.
他们都是在尼泊尔传福音的。
And who mentioned to me God is doing something spectacular in this country.
他们告诉我神在这个国家做得很有奇迹的表现。
I don't have to tell you the wonderful things that are happening in the nation of China.
我不必告诉你们在中国所发生的事情。
It's fantastic what is happening in India, although we don't hear a lot about it.
我们对印度所发生的事情也很多，我们听到的不多。
An estimated 70 million or perhaps more believers in Jesus Christ.
他们估计大概有7000万人在印度是归耶稣基督的。
We could talk about sub-Saharan Africa.
我们也看到在这个非洲
We could discuss other nations in Asia, like for instance Cambodia.
或者在 Cambodia 在亚洲
Iran, Afghanistan.
伊朗阿富汗
North Africa, Muslim North Africa.
在个北非的回教国家
Where millions of people are turning to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
成千成万的人归向基督。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, righteousness in the kingdom of God will continue to increase.
所以神的义继续不断的在增长。
On the other hand, wickedness will grow in its opposition to the kingdom of God.
另外一方面，这个邪恶也继续不断的增长。
And the message here is for us not to lose heart.
在这里的信息是让我们不要丧胆。
Remember the definition of those words, time, times, and half a time.
你们记得我们给那个一载、二载、半载的定义吗？
These times are appointed and have been set by God.
这些时间是被神所预定的。
You and I do not know when the end will come.
我们不知道末是什么时候来。
Daniel didn't know.
但以理也不知道。
The angels didn't know.
天使们也不知道。
But our heavenly Father does know. Amen.
但只有我们的神知道。
And brothers and sisters, our hope is not based on knowing when these things will take place.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的盼望不是要在什么时候要发生。
Our hope is based on knowing the one who set these times and is in control.
我们的 hope 是盼望，是因为我们知道，那我设计这个、预定这个的人是。掌管一切的。
I remember all the road trips I took with my parents when I was a kid.
当我是小孩子，我记得我跟我的爸爸妈妈所一起去旅行过的地方。
All those times I asked, "How long are we there yet?"
所以在那每一次旅行，我都是问还要多久啊？还到了吗
？And you know, I didn't get an answer to that question.
我也没有得到任何的回答。
At least not one that meant anything to me.
没有人跟我讲过。
But I always got there.
但是我最后总是到了那里。
And we had a good time.
我们有很好的时间。
Because my parents were driving the car and they brought us safely to our destination.
所以因为我的父母在开车，他们很安全地把我们带到目的地。
Brothers and sisters, God is in control.
所以不然弟兄姐妹们，神是掌管一切。
And our hope is based on knowing him, not knowing when things will take place.
我们的盼望是我们知道神，而不是要知道什么时候。
This brings us to the second truth that I find here.
现在我们看这里面的第二个真理。
At the end of verse 10 into verse 12.
在第十节的后面到
And the second truth, the second command is this: keep exercising wisdom.
所以第二个给我们的真理或者是命令是要坚持操练智慧。
Look at the end of verse 10.
我们看第十节的结束的地方。
None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand.
一切恶人都不明白。唯独智慧人能明白。
This verse tells us that when these times do come, the ones who are wise will recognize them.
所以当这些事情发生的时候，那有智慧的人会看得出来。
Now this raises the question, well, who are the wise?
所以的问题是，谁是智慧人？
Are the wise those who know theology and have read books on prophecy?
那智慧人是他们知道神学的，念过有关预言的吗？
Are the wise those who have worked out the exact times and circumstances of the end?
那些智慧人是知道他们研究在最后发生时的环境如何吗？
No, even Daniel and the angels did not know the exact times and circumstances.
但是连但以理跟天使都不知道。
Will you turn with me in your Bibles to the New Testament book of 1 Peter?
把我们的圣经翻到彼得前书。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章。
And let me read 1 Peter 1 verses 10 to 12.
第一章，彼得前书第一章第十节到第十二节。
In the previous verses, Peter writes about a salvation that will be revealed.
在前面的经节，彼得说将要向我们显示的救恩。
And then he says, concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you. when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things.
彼得前书一章十节到十二节，论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候并怎样的时候，他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Brothers and sisters, who are the wise?
这弟兄姐妹们，谁是那智慧人？
The Bible teaches that true wisdom comes from knowing God.
圣经告诉我们，真正的智慧是从认识神来的。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 tells us this.
在的箴言书chapter 9
verse
10. 第十节。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏神乃是智慧的开端。
The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
认识至圣者乃是智慧。
The wise are those who know God, those who are pursuing a relationship with Jesus Christ.
So, 智慧人是那一些追求耶稣基督的人。
Friends, this is what it means to exercise wisdom.
So, 认识神就是做我们智慧的操练。
To know God.
To 认识神。
Wisdom doesn't come through a knowledge of theology and prophecy and charts on the walls with arrows going every which way.
智慧不是从神学来，不是从我们在墙上的一些表彰来。
Wisdom comes from knowing God.
智慧从认识神来。
This is why I believe we're given this particular prophetic insight.
这就是为什么我们在这里，让我们对这个预言可以看到它的真理。
It's not intended to answer all our questions.
不是要为我们回答我们一切的问题。
Or to help us somehow calculate when these things will take place.
不是告诉我们怎么来计算这什么时候发生。
These truths are revealed to us so that whenever they take place, those who know God will recognize them.
这个是告诉我们，当这件事情发生的时候，认识神的人就会知道。
And we will not be led astray.
我们不会走回偏路。
Amen.
Amen.
So what have we learned thus far?
是到目前为止我们学到什么？
Keep waiting patiently.
继续不断的耐心的等候。
Keep exercising wisdom.
继续不断地操练智慧。
In other words, pursue a knowledge of God.
就继续不断地追求神。
You will recognize the times when they come.
当这些事情发生的时候，你必定会知道。
And finally, in verse 13, we read this.
在最后，在这个十三节。
Keep faithful to the end.
你们要一直的忠心的。等候到末期。
Daniel receives these words, As for you, go your way till the end, you will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance.
但以理就得到这些回答，你且去等候结局，因为你必安息，到了末期，你必起来。享受你的福分。
What a wonderful memory verse.
这是一个非常好的金句。
This promise that one day we will rest.
给我们一个应许，有一天我们必得安歇。
That one day we will receive our allotted inheritance.
有一天我们必定会接受我们的福分。
If we remain faithful till the end.
只要我们信实到底。
See, Daniel is told, go your way.
甘以理他对甘以理说你只管去。
In other words, I think what he's saying to Daniel is, Daniel, get on with life and ministry.
所以换句话说告诉甘以理，甘以理你就去传福音，去做你的工。
Do the work that God has called you to do.
做神要你去做的事。
This is significant because we are all called to serve God's kingdom purpose.
So, 这个很重要，因为我们都是被呼召去做神所隐藏的目的。
Not just the pastor.
不仅仅是牧师们。
He's not the professional Christian that we pay to do the work of ministry.
他不是那个所谓的职业的基督徒。
We are all called to do the work of ministry.
我们每一个人都是被呼召去做神的事工。
Friends, what has God called you to do?
是朋友们，神呼召你去做什么？
We're called to not conform to the ways of this world.
我们被呼召不要效法这个世界。
But to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
所以只要心意更新而变化。
Can you identify some area where you have said no to the world?
你能不能找出在哪些地方你对这个世界拒绝去做的？
We're called to pursue holiness.
我们要追求圣洁。
We're called to share the good news, the gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ.
我们呼召去跟人家分享耶稣基督得救恩的福音。
And the hope that we have as those who trust and follow the living God.
所以我们的盼望是在那些信任而跟随神的人。
Are we doing that?
我们有没有做？
I know we're often shy.
我知道我们大家都没有做得很好。
But do you realize that people are lost unless someone shares the gospel of Jesus Christ with them?
你有没有想到，有很多人是已经迷失了，除非有人去跟他们分享福音。
And brothers and sisters, we're all called to serve in the church.
So, 弟兄姐妹们，我们都是被呼召在教会里侍奉。
You see, with the passing years, there's a danger that we'll lose focus.
这一年一年的过去，我们会失去我们所应该集中的地方。
We may begin to give up hope.
我们也可能会慢慢的就失去了信心。
But staying active, doing the work of ministry, will help us stay on track.
所以假如我们积极的去追求神，积极的去从事这些事工，我们就可以继续不断集中在神的身上。
So let me ask you again.
所以让我再问你一次。
What has God called you to do in His kingdom work?
神呼召你在他天国里面做什么事？
Can I encourage you to remain faithful to the end?
我能不能勉励大家一直维持忠心到底？
It's great that you're here this afternoon. You're not home watching the Vikings.
很好，你们今天在这里，没有在家里看足球。
I commend you for that.
我赞成你们。
But I want to encourage you. Find what God has called you to do. Be active somehow in serving in the church in ministry.
我要劝你们，知道你们的呼召，在教会里面。自动的积极的去侍奉。
Because this will help us remain faithful to the end.
这可以帮助我们维持忠心到底。
And in that day, whenever it comes,
不管那一天哪一天来，
we will receive our allotted inheritance.
来的时候，我们必得到我们的福分。
And after all the suffering,
经过所有的苦难，
All the tribulation,
所有的困难,
all the challenges,
所有的挑战,
we will find rest.
我们会找到安息。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's only natural for us to ask these questions.
当然很自然的我们会问这些问题。
You're in good company.
你们跟大家都一样的。
Daniel asked them, the angels asked them.
但以理问了，天使也问了。
How long?
还有多久？
When will we get there?
我们什么时候到？
The apostles asked the same questions.
使徒们也问同样的问题。
But scripture never tells us when.
圣经从来没有告诉我们什么时候。
Instead, we're reminded of these timeless truths.
所以我们会经常地被提醒这些真理。
Keep waiting patiently.
继续不断地忍耐。
And expectantly.
在一些没有期待的时候。
Keep exercising wisdom.
继续不断地操练智慧。
Persevere in pursuing and knowing God.
继续不断地追求神跟认识神。
And finally, keep faithful till the end.
最后维持我们忠心到底。
Go your way, do the work God has called you to do.
你只管去，去做神呼召你要做的事。
May the Lord add His blessing and encouragement to these words today.
但愿神借助这些话语给我们有勉励，也有安慰。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.